When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. I'm really excited about today's show, and I know I probably say that a lot, but the thing is I get excited when I talk about travel. And I'm going to share with you today my favorite travel hacks. And so I'm betting that there's a few of these that you haven't even heard of or that you may have heard of but you don't know much about, but I'm going to explain them all to you and why you need to know about them and utilize them. Some of these are an absolute must-have for planning your summer vacation and holiday travel. So without further ado, let's jump right in so we can get everything covered today. So the first thing that we have, number one on our list, is from the Priceline founder. He has established a new company called Upside, and this is an incredibly neat idea, I think. But what you do is if you book the same trip that you want to book, but if you show a little flexibility with it, then that you will get free gift cards from all kinds of vendors, everything from Amazon to Home Depot, you name it. But it's a really interesting concept there. And if you're traveling overseas, then you get double gift cards. And so everything that you do, now you might be saying, what do you mean by flexibility? Well, this means that if you're willing to take a flight that's 20 minutes earlier or maybe 20 minutes later than the one you picked, then you would get a gift card, a credit towards one for that. If you choose to stay in a hotel that's maybe 5 minutes away from where you're going to be instead of right at the convention, things like that, very small little things that are very minor, but will actually add up to savings for you. So, and it's got a mobile app. It's really fast and easy to use. And so if you want to find out more about it, that's upside.com. Okay, that's the first one on my list. Next on my list is Hotel Tonight. And again, this is a handy little app. I love this. You can score up to 75% off the normal rate on a hotel room by utilizing Hotel Tonight. So how great is that? And what I like is that you can make a last-minute decision. So, you know, if you're traveling somewhere, like say you're going on a national park vacation, and you're trying to get as far as you can get and you know, in a given day, but you don't really know exactly how far that's going to be, then you really can't make advance reservations. But this is a great way that you wouldn't be penalized for a last-minute decision because you can use this resource to book a hotel when you realize whereabouts you're going to stop and all, and then you can save a bunch of money in the process. So that's a great resource for you there. Also, if you have any unexpected change of plans, which who doesn't, especially when you're traveling these days. But what I really like about it is the availability. Participating properties are almost everywhere, including all the Americas, Europe, Middle East, Africa, Asia Pacific. So there's a lot of choices and a lot of options for you there. So Hotel Tonight is available for all mobile devices, but you can learn more about them on their website, which is hoteltonight.com. Now, I also happen to like Priceline Tonight Only deals, which if you're not familiar, everybody's heard of Priceline. William Shatner doing the ads and all, but Priceline's a neat little resource, but they have another thing called Priceline Tonight Only deals, which is a last-minute booking service for you. And also booking.com tonight is another one there. But, okay, moving on to number three on my list, Kayak. I'm sure a lot of you have used this before to compare prices for a flight or for a rental car or something, But I wanted you to know that it's really an all-purpose travel planning tool. You can use it across the board, everything from airlines to hotels to car rentals to online travel agencies. But they also offer deal alerts, a fare calendar, and My Trips, which is a really nifty little itinerary planning feature. And GAIC works on most mobiles, including iPhones and Android devices. But what I want to make sure that you know today that most people don't realize is that GAIC offers travel packages and all kinds of activity options. So I always start with GAIC when I start my travel planning research. It's really user-friendly and includes so many options. So it's really a free resource that there's just no reason why you shouldn't be using it. And so that website is GAIC.com. So there we are in that. And moving on, we're already to number four. And again, this is a really great travel planning resource, TripIt. And you may have heard of it, not know much about it, but it's an app that organizes all your travel information into one place. So you book your trip, you know, yourself, but then all your travel documents, you know, your reservations, your itinerary, your flight information, your e-tickets, your confirmations, just all that stuff that you have to try to keep up with. You can turn it all in, and TripIt will organize it for you and keep it all in one place, so it's a really easy, quick place to find all your stuff there. And also what I like is that they send you real-time alerts throughout your trip. So if there is a flight time change or a gate change or just anything like that, you'll be alerted immediately. So you'll know that you need to get to another gate or your flight's going to leave a different time, whatever. So I really like that feature about it there. You don't even have to think about checking or double-checking on anything because TripIt's going to take care of that for you. And it also lets you know in time if you need to catch a train, make a connection or whatever else. It reminds you if you have a restaurant reservation or a car rental deadline or whatever. So it's just all across the board, just a really great resource for you. And again, it's free, so why wouldn't you want to utilize it? And this is especially good resource for people that aren't organized because it's really important when you're traveling to be organized. So this will do it for you. So that is TripIt.com. And I'm going to try to remember to put all these on the website so that you, if you don't have a pen, you're not able to write these down right now, don't worry about it. I'll try to make sure that you can get it when I do the post for the website so you can be checking. I'm going to give you my website information at the end, so do make sure you have a pen at the end. Okay, so now we are on to number five on my list, and that is Uber ride service. Now, I think unless you've been in a coma or living under a rock, you've heard of Uber. But it's a car service, and a lot of folks swear by it. And so I'm going to tell you the pros and cons here because, like with everything, there are a few downsides to it. The upside is it's fast, it's convenient, and it's affordable. No more arranging to rent car rental, rent cars or flag down taxis or, you know, anything like that. You can even opt for ride share, and that saves you even more money. And another thing that people typically like about it is there's no need for cash. You don't have to pay them. Uber bills the credit card that you have on file with them, so there's no money that has to exchange hands. So that's good. You don't have to get into that. That's time-consuming, and you may not have the right amount of money and all, so that's a really good thing. Also, there's no tipping. You can tip if they do something special for you, but it's kind of understood that that's one of the perks of Uber is that you don't have to tip. Uber is currently available in 500-plus cities worldwide. And another thing that a lot of people don't know about them, though, is there are different types of vehicle services for Uber depending on the city you're in. So there can be anything from basic Uber service to UberX, a Lux vehicle, anything like that. So, and again, that's depending on where you are, but they do have that option for different kinds of vehicles, different kinds of service, depending where you are. One of the things you have to do is you'd be given a time on how long your car will take to show up. And the Uber app will provide you with the phone number of your driver, so you can use this contact information to reach the driver if you have any special considerations or anything like that. Now, here's the downside here. if you want to call it that, there is a cancellation fee. If you cancel later than 5 minutes after you've placed the reservation, you are going to be charged a cancellation fee. And another thing is that there's no guaranteed pickup time. The times vary according to city, time of day, and, you know, because you've got in New York City, you're going to obviously, you know, there's going to be traffic and there's going to be, you know, just a lot different than when they might pick you up in Savannah, for instance. So that's going to vary greatly, as does all this Uber service, because one thing that you need to know is that these are really not Uber employees. Uber screens the drivers, but from what I can tell, the vetting process is a bit dodgy, because these drivers are not employees of Uber. They receive a percentage of the fee that's charged for the ride in exchange for being listed. So there have been a few incidents with a few Uber drivers, but again, considering this is on a worldwide level, it's a very small dissatisfaction percentage. It's a very small number of incidents, but I would feel remiss if I didn't mention that to you. And if you want to find out more about them and about their safety policy and so forth, just go to uber.com. That's U-B-E-R, uber.com. And so that's number five on my list. And another biggie, number six on my list, is Airbnb. Now, I was surprised because I thought everybody had heard of Airbnb, but I was talking with a friend of mine who was trying to plan a special trip for he and his wife, but he said he didn't like the prices that the hotels and resorts were giving them, and he really wanted to rent a place, but all the rentals were requiring a week-long thing, and he only had 3 or 4 days. And I said, well, what are the rates on Airbnb? And he said, what? So then I realized, and because he's pretty together and he knows a lot of stuff, so I thought, well, you know, he hasn't heard of it. Maybe there's some of you that aren't familiar with Airbnb. So let me take a minute to tell you a little bit about it. It's a travel company that was launched in 2007, and it now has a network of owner-owned rooms, apartments, and houses that I think total 2 million-plus listings. And the properties are available in about 200 countries. And so the options range from a basic bedroom in someone's house to an entire castle. So I think the appeal is not only the cheaper price and the convenience of Airbnb, but also its unique lodging choices. If you go on their site, you'll see their listings include everything from tree houses to campers to boats, underground homes, and so much more. I even saw a Mongolian yurt listed on Airbnb. If you don't know what a yurt is, you need to go and check this out, because I was just blown away when I saw that. But and I also tell you, I recently read a statistic that caught my eye. Airbnb claims that on some nights, as many as 1 million travelers are sleeping in Airbnb-affiliated properties. And it's predicted that by the end of next year, Airbnb properties will be so extensive that they're going to force hotel rates to drop substantially worldwide. So, wow, that's really showing what an impact this travel company is having on the travel industry as far as accommodations. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty. What do you need to know? There is a 3% booking fee. And also, who's using Airbnb? It's being used equally by business and leisure travelers. My advice to you is to be sure to read their terms of service and also peruse through the host reviews before booking. Not only will you get a good feel for the listing, but you'll also get a better grasp on how Airbnb works and what to expect. And all transactions go through Airbnb's website, so this means you're dealing with Airbnb. You will never deal directly with the person. In fact, cash swaps are absolutely forbidden under Airbnb rules. So what you do is you pick a place you'd like to stay and you request a reservation. Once you request a reservation, you submit your payment, and you do this by credit card or PayPal or Google Wallet, whatever, and Airbnb runs that payment through, but they don't release your money to the host until 24 hours after you've checked in. So that means if something's not as it was promised to you, you have an out, as long as you contact Airbnb during those first 24 hours. After that, it gets a little dodgier about getting a refund and getting satisfaction back. So be sure if you come into the property and something's red flagged immediately to you that you were promised, that's the time to make a move. And the important thing to remember is that this is not a hotel. this is someone's property. This is someone's home. So you want to be sure to be respectful of that. And also, it's important to post a review to let others know why you liked the property or why you didn't like the property. And also, I want to make sure that you're aware of different options. Some listings are a room in someone's home, which means you're not going to be there alone. There's going to be the homeowner is also going to be there. But some listings are on your own, meaning that you're renting the entire property and you'll have complete privacy. So just be sure that you're aware of this and that you're signing up for the best option for you. Some people like the idea of having an on-site host in case there's a problem. They're not totally alone somewhere. And some people absolutely hate the idea of sharing a space with a stranger. So, again, you know, just be sure that you understand what you're signing up for. And also, if you're concerned about their safety policy or any of their other policies, just be sure to check that out on their site, which is Airbnb.com. So on to number 7, and I could not have a travel resource show, travel planning show, without talking about Disney. Now, I'm no expert on Disney. I'll be the first to tell you that, but I do know a few things. And one thing I know that a lot of people aren't aware of, and this is my Disney hack, and that is that you can hire a VIP tour guide. You can actually hire your very own personal Disney guide for the day. Now, why you would want Disney guide, here's why. With a VIP tour guide comes all kinds of cool perks, such as you will have private transportation and you get a fast pass. You get this fast pass for any and all rides you desire with absolute no advance planning. So if you're familiar with how fast passes work, you know this is a pretty big deal. Plus, you're just sort of, you know, they take you in hand and just really make sure that you have the ultimate Disney experience. And so that's, if you want to find out more about that, that is disneyworld.disney.go.com/events-tours/VIP-tour-services, and also Disneyland as well, instead of Disney World. So you can do that. And then also I want to let you know that, by the way, Disney Adventures just launched Disney River Cruises. And so that's a pretty – and I've talked about Disney Adventures and other shows that I have done where I have a Disney travel specialist. My good friend Julie has done two of those now. So if you get a chance, go into my archive of my shows and you can find out more about Disney Adventures. But one of their latest enterprises is the river cruise, the Danube River Cruise. And from what I can tell, it's just nonstop activity for all ages. And they have all kinds of activities geared specifically to your age. So if you're not interested and you know, your small kid or your teen may not be interested in seeing the same sights that you are, so that's a really good thing. But anyway, moving on to my travel hack for flying. They've got a new thing out now, just released this year, My TSA, and that lets you know the latest TSA regulations, including if any of the gifts or items you have packed and checked in bags or carry bags will be confiscated, because you know the list from TSA is constantly changing. So, but also my TSA app, the really cool thing now with traveling is it will let you know exactly how long the security checkpoint line is. So you know before you get to the airport if you're going to be waiting in a 2-hour line or a 10-minute line, which is really handy because no one wants to sit around the airport any longer than they have to, but they also don't want to miss their flight. So it was very helpful of TSA to release that for us, and I highly recommend utilizing that when you're flying these days. Number 9 on my list, this is going to be a cruise hack for you here. And I thought long and hard because there's a lot of cruise hacks I could share with you here. But my number one thing for you actually is going to be to use a travel agent. That's hands down the best advice I can give you, is to use a cruise specialist. And it's only because they're privy to the best deals and the latest news. But they know the industry also far better than you will ever know it. Cruising is a really complicated segment of the travel industry. And a lot of people now tend to think, well, they can go online and book a cheap cruise and all. But it really is better if you don't know much about cruising, and if you really want to have the best experience, because cruise specialists know the best and worst ships. They know the best and worst times. They can offer you invaluable advice. They can book your shore excursions, your flights. They can arrange transfers. They can make specialty dining reservations. They can do so much for you. And good agents will get incentives from the cruise lines that they'll pass on to you, the client. And this can include cabin upgrades, shipboard credits, so many things. And also, a good agent keeps an eye on pricing and will rebook the cruise if a lower rate becomes available. And it's just so important to get somebody that knows this industry. That and you don't pay a travel agent. You don't pay the cruise specialist. So you're getting all of this for free. So why wouldn't you want to use it so you can have the best possible experience? And be sure and mention if you qualify for any discounts. Like if you're a loyalty program member, a frequent cruiser, or if you're in the military, AARP, whatever, just be sure and give your cruise specialist all the information so that they can get you the best possible price. Okay, before we run out of time here, last but not least on my list is hotel hacks. And so my thing, again, I had to think because there's so many possibilities for you, and I did already mention Hotel Tonight. But I also wanted to mention to you something that a lot of people may not be aware of, and that is that you need to book directly with the hotel. In this day and age, people like to go online, and they like to do everything online. And I agree that online is great. You can use it to compare fares and get an idea of the property, but then call the hotel. Do not call the 800 number. The 800 number goes to Central Reservations, which is not the property. That's just an operator located in some city that only has access to what's on their computer screen. They have no authority at all to negotiate rates. But an individual property has lots of wiggle room, so it's best to call the hotel and motel directly. And this is when belonging to a loyalty program is a really good thing. In addition to having sway with management, it entitles you to all kinds of perks, such as free upgrades, free nights, free park and stay packages, you name it. So, again, that would be my hotel hack for you. And as I already mentioned, as far as accommodations, Airbnb was you know, one of the things you can look at when you're trying alternatives. If you're interested in vacation rentals, anything like that, condos, whatever, that's a good source for you there. And so is, I'll give you a couple more as bonuses thrown in, VRBO.com and FlipKey.com. So those are really good options for you. Now, I've got just a couple minutes left before I have to end the show, so I want to talk about, these are all tips that you can do for any kind of travel planning, but most especially this show was geared towards summer vacation and holiday travel. But I want to mention, since I have a couple minutes left here, spring break. That's just such a big, important time for families, and so I wanted to give you some spring break tips here. And so one of the things I've mentioned to you is Sunsplash Tours. That's a really good resource to find cheap spring break deals, Sunsplash Tours. And another one for students is Student City. They offer some great spring break packages, including spring break cruises that include some pretty cool entertainment options. So I like that. And another thing, if you're looking, if your students are looking for flights, affordable flights, that would be Student Universe, studentuniverse.com, and also statravel.com. So that's where you can find some really good deals on airfares for wherever you may be going. Also, if anybody's going skiing or snowboarding, there's lots of options. But, you know, most of the resorts are not cheap, but the good news is most offer some kind of student spring break packages. So do be sure to check out student spring break packages. And a good place to start, families can get a package deal that will save them a lot of money by bundling. And so one of the good places to start with this would be cheaptickets.com/cheap-vacations/ski. And you can also do a Google search, but there are packages that will bundle it, which will save you a lot of money there. So those are my Travel hacks. Those are my favorite ones. I've got so many, but those are my favorite ones. I think they'll be really useful for you, and I hope that you've gotten a lot out of the show. And like I said, I'm going to have a post, which I'll include some of these links for these. And so also you can sign up. You can go to TerrenceTalksTravel.com and sign up for my weekly newsletter, which will also be you'll be the first ones to learn about new shows. And you'll also get my trip pick of the week and my travel blog, Terrence Talks Travel, which shares all kinds of travel hacks every single week with you. And there's also tons of free reports on the site, everything from planning a Caribbean vacation to planning a national park vacation to how to get the best seat on an airplane. You name it, I've got it on there. I guarantee it. So if you go to TerrenceTalksTravel.com, you'll see where you can sign up and just automatically get that sent once a week to your mailbox. And also you can find on Terrence Talks Travel archives of all my past shows, including The Other Side of Orlando, 10 Weird and Wonderful Things to See and Do in America, All About Disney Adventures, and so much more. I've even got a show on space vacations and a tour on one on tornado tours. Lots of great stuff. I advise you to go and check that out if you want to learn more about some unique kinds of travel and get some travel tips. But anyway, that's all the time we have today. But I will be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So stay tuned.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you love the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.